Thank you, Nick. I just encourage us just to close our eyes, just to stop remembering those words of one of the songs we've just sung, I surrender. Let's surrender our hearts. Let's allow the Spirit now to work amongst us. Holy Spirit, help us to see the bigger picture this morning. Help us to open our hearts to what you have to say to us. And may my words bless and bring life. And as we just dwell the Spirit amongst us, let me ask you some questions. Do you know what your purpose in life is? Today, in this season of your life, do you know what the purpose of your life is? Well, let me put it another way. Do you know what the vision of your life is? What motivates you to get out of bed in the morning? Or do you just face each day and hope to make it through? Those are hard questions. And today we're beginning a new season of teaching called Living the Kingdom Way. We're going to be looking at Luke between now and half term, exploring what it means to be kingdom people living out the kingdom way in our front lines, in our families, and in our homes. And today I just want to paint a big picture. I'm going to paint with broad brushstrokes. I'm going to throw some heavy and big topics out amongst us and probably not delve very deeply. And I hope that you will leave today with many questions. That is the objective. But those questions about what is the purpose of your life may sit very comfortably with many of you. But for many of us, before you panic, I know are very hard for many legitimate reasons. My wife, Emma, doesn't mind me sharing this morning, that when we talk about, or over the years, when we've talked about what are our dreams, what are our hopes, those are the moments she just wants to run and don't want to talk about it. That's too hard to go there. And for many of us, it is very hard to go there and ask those questions. Why? Because many of us, life is hard. Life is difficult. And often we are just surviving each day. When I was much younger, for all sorts of reasons, I used to dream of just getting to retirement. Doesn't matter what happened between my childhood and retirement, I just needed to get there and survive and make it through. But it meant that I was going to miss out on life and all the wonderful things that God had for me to fulfill. And wonderfully, through all sorts of healing things have changed. There are moments when I wake up and just want to survive, but there are many, many, many more days where I embrace the fullness of what God has for us. The problem for us, though, is not knowing what our purpose is means it's impossible to live the life that God desires for us and be the people that God created us to be. Our new series is called Living the Kingdom Way. To live the kingdom way means that we need to know what our kingdom vision is. To live the kingdom way means we need to know what our kingdom vision is. This morning's passage, a powerful and beautiful passage, is when Jesus comes and for the first time publicly declares his vision for his life. It's his mission. That's what he's come to get out of bed each day and do. It's a beautiful thing. I don't know if many of you know, but Luke's gospel is often known as the social justice gospel because there are more stories about the marginalized, women, children, prostitutes, the marginalized, the abandoned. There are more of those stories within Luke's gospel than any of the other gospels, and therefore it's often known as the social justice gospel. And one of the reasons that Luke puts this particular declaration of Jesus, which other gospels don't, is because it speaks right to the heart of what Jesus is about, bringing the good news to the poor. But what can we learn about this? As we gather after a summer, as we begin a new term for some of us, I was told some people don't know what terms are, which was interesting when I talked at All Saints last week. But we're beginning a new season, a new time, and it's a great time to sit and say, okay, Lord, how am I doing? Am I doing what you're calling me to do? And reevaluate where we are. So let's look at this kingdom vision briefly. Jesus declared his manifesto. Let me read it again. To preach good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, and recovery of the sight to the for the blind, to release the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of God's favor. This declaration speaks to both the spiritual and the physical condition of humanity and the world. Jesus has come to bring good news to those that are both spiritually impoverished as well as those who are physically impoverished. He's come to heal those that are both spiritually sick as well as those that are physically sick. He's come to set the captives free, those that are spiritually captive and bound by things like fear of rejection, fear of failure, fear of not having enough, those bound by guilt or pride or self-hatred. And he's come to set those that are physically enslaved, those perhaps are trapped in prostitution or migrant workers enslaved by gangs. This manifesto is the work that establishes the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is where the sick are being healed, the oppressed are being set free, the broken are being restored, where hope replaces hopelessness, where life replaces death, where forgiveness is released, where relationships are restored, where peace replaces conflict and love destroys hate. And that is the joy of the kingdom for us in Malvern. I met a man outside St. Andrew's this week, someone who I think the church knows. And he told me his story that 2 years ago, he was an alcoholic and homeless. And now because of Jesus, almost instantaneously, he was released from his alcohol addiction and is now no longer homeless and getting his life back on track. That is the word of the kingdom. That is the work of the kingdom. Emma and I have friends whose marriage broke up. The husband walked out, midlife crisis, whatever, it doesn't matter. He left. And his wife faithfully believed that God was going to restore. And 2 years later of prayer, they came back together. And now their marriage is restored and flourishing. That is the kingdom of God. And that's what Jesus came to do on earth. Now let me point two things out in this passage about Jesus declaring that. The first thing is in verse 14, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread. He came in the power of the Spirit. There is both power with the Spirit, but he needed the Spirit for him to fulfill his mission. He needed the power of the Spirit, and we'll come back to that in a moment. But just to highlight that point. The second thing I want to highlight is later on at the beginning of that Isaiah quote, Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news." Jesus was anointed to do the work that he was called to do. It wasn't just his good idea. He was commissioned. He was anointed. He was sent. He was doing his father's work, and that's why he could go and fulfill all that he wanted to do and was tasked to do. And because he knew what his vision was, he was able to face the hard times. He was able to face the abuse and the criticism and the rejection. And ultimately, he was able to face the cross and be able to face that the Lord was what he wanted and do what his father wanted him to do. Because he knew his vision, he had the power of the Holy Spirit, and he was anointed to do that work. So how does that relate to you and me? How do we engage as a church and as individuals with that vision? Now, if we are believers, then we are God's representatives on earth, which means that Jesus' mission is our mission. Your mission, my mission, is to love our neighbors by telling them about the good news of Jesus Christ and bring that hope, life, and freedom. For all of us, this kingdom vision is the big banner over the whole church of around across the world. That is the big banner above us. And I believe that one of the key purposes of Sunday, of why we gather as a church, is to be able to be encouraged, to be refueled within that vision, to then be able to go out Monday to Saturday, to be able to go and do the work that God has for us. Whatever stage of life we're at, whether we're still at work, whether we have retired, whether we are young or whether we're old, we still all have a purpose in God's kingdom vision. But how? How do we work this out in our own lives? What does it mean for you? What does it mean for me? How on earth do we go about it? Well, let's just narrow this vision down ever so slightly. I mentioned the higher top level banner is Jesus's, Jesus's vision, the worldwide vision, Jesus's manifesto. Then we've got the kingdom vision for All Saints and St. Andrews, partnering with God for the flourishing of our community. That is the wonderful work that the PCC and the leaders of these churches have done, discerning, asked the question, discussed, worked out what does that big banner vision of Jesus mean for us locally in Malvern. And partnering with God for the flourishing of our communities is how it comes out. And we see that. The churches are doing it. We've got the Malvern Wells Fete this afternoon. We've got the Octagon. We've got the Bridge. We have Holidays at Home. We have the Holiday Club. We have all sorts of activities where you are going out and helping the community flourish. You're connecting Jesus' vision with the vision locally. But amongst all that, there is the kingdom vision for you and me. What does it mean now in this season? And as we start this new teaching series and move into the autumn, this is a wonderful time to say, okay, Lord, what part do I play? What for me do I need to be doing? To live the kingdom way, we need to know our kingdom vision. Which means as individuals, we need to spend time in prayer, discerning from the Lord what his will is for us. In Proverbs, there is a Proverbs 29:18, where it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. The NIV version puts it, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. What it means is when we don't understand what God has for us, we run around doing our own things. We're not sure what we should be doing. But where there is vision, we flourish. This is a wonderful time to go back and reevaluate. Lord, how do I continue to contribute to your kingdom way and your kingdom vision? Before I get to the end and land, let me go back to those two things that Jesus needed. He needed kingdom power from the Holy Spirit, and he needed anointing. He needed to know that he was commissioned. It's the same with us. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit to go about his kingdom vision, then so do we. We need to ask, Holy Spirit, come, give me the power to go into those places. And it is the kingdom power, it's the Holy Spirit of the power that brings fruit and see the fruition of the vision. It's not our own efforts. We're just obedient to go about being the hands and feet of the Lord. And the second point was Jesus was anointed. He knew what he was about. He was directed and commissioned. It's the same with us. I think there are times when we can be doing things which we're not anointed to do. Either that's because we were never anointed, because we actually don't have the gifts, or perhaps more to the point, it's because the season has moved on and actually we're being called to do something else. It's just as important to be asking the Lord, what am I supposed to be doing? As well as, are there things that I need to release? Because we may be getting in the way of what God is doing. That's either because we're just getting in the way of what God wants to do, but it also might be also stopping other people stepping into those areas of mission afresh because they have something particular that God wants them to do. We need the Holy Spirit, and we need to know that we're anointed into that area of mission. I'm conscious that I'm covering a lot of ground and they're big picture stuff. But as we begin this autumn, we want to grow and mature in living the kingdom way. And that starts by knowing our kingdom vision, our kingdom purposes. Without clarity of our kingdom purposes, we will wander aimlessly with the risk of floundering on the rocks of doubt and uncertainty. But when we have clarity of purpose, we can face each day with confidence, with hope and intent, just as Jesus did. And that is a wonderful thing. So as I conclude, can I encourage you this week to spend time with God and ask those difficult questions and joyous questions? What is it that you have for me in this season? Can I suggest that perhaps you put up that kingdom vision that Jesus had, and then the church's vision, and then that question mark, what am I doing? Many of you may be very clear about your purpose in this season, and that's fantastic and that's wonderful. But many of us still probably have questions. What about discussing it in the life group this week? If you're part of a life group, ask the question, Lord, what do you have for me this season, in this term? Be open and listen. Don't be overwhelmed. This is exciting and hopeful. It's not about judgment or self-criticism. So, am I doing the right thing or am I not? It's about saying, Lord, what a joy it is to be part of your kingdom vision in Malvern. How are we doing? What am I supposed to be doing? That is the joy. And when you are in where God has placed you, many of you will have experienced that place where when you're in the place that God wants you, life just flows. You just know it's right. You know it's right. I was reminded talking after the first service of a story. Many of you may have heard it. But it was when there was a man sweeping the floor in a car factory in the UK. And someone asked him, so what are you doing? And the man looked at him and said, rather nonchalantly, what do you mean what I'm doing? I'm sweeping the floor. And then someone else asked the person who was sweeping the floor at NASA, and at the end of the day, so what are you doing? And the man was able to say, I'm helping to put a man on the moon. They were both doing the same thing, but they had a different perspective about what they were contributing and what they were doing. Therefore, a very different heart to what they were doing in their task. To live the kingdom way, we need to have a kingdom vision. I encourage you this week to ask the question, Lord, what's my part in this season? And let us respond now, just in silence. We're going to pray in a moment. The band, if I can encourage the band to come up. We're going to pray, to sing Spirit Break Out. But can I just ask you now? I think perhaps the question is more an attitude of heart about being prepared to lay down all the things that you're doing and ask the Lord to re-envision you, to be open to new possibilities, to new areas of mission. Allow the Spirit to come and be the power in your front lines to lead you. Into those places of anointing and blessing. Places that will bless you as well as those around you. Amen.
I just want to just bring something else too. And where those words that Jesus quoted come from is Isaiah 61. And the next few verses on Isaiah 61 also go, it goes on to say this, the Spirit of the Lord's anointed me to comfort all those who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. And I just have a sense that God's wanting to meet with us and just respond in different ways. For some, actually, it's that anointing to go and be what God's called us to be on our front lines there, as Peter was saying. And I'd love to give the opportunity for people to respond on that. But I also have a sense that actually God's saying he wants to actually live this some of this stuff out in our own lives here. There are people here who are struggling with bereavement, who, as Peter was talking, actually are living in fear, who are living thinking, I can't do this, who have got relationships which are broken. And you know, this kingdom stuff, actually God wants to start with us. And I think God today wants to say, actually there's some people here who actually he wants to break into your life and bring freedom and bring release and bring restoration. And so those two things there of actually maybe God's calling us to go and bring his kingdom, but also maybe God wants to do stuff by his Spirit in us today. So as we just lead into a prayerful response as we sing this song, I just want to invite any of the prayer team to just come and be available and for any of you to respond however you need to. For some, again, it might be going up to the altar rail and just doing some business with God on your own. It might be coming and receiving some prayer for people. We've got some oil that we can anoint if we need to as well. It might be just turning to the person next to you and asking, will you pray for me? It might be just standing out and blasting out this song yourself just as a way of saying, God, I want your Spirit to fill me. But allow God to work now in whatever he's wanting you to respond from what Peter shared.